The hungry brothers. Joseph went right to work. He traveled all over Egypt to gather up food and store it. He taught the people to harvest and save all the extra food and grain that grew during the 7 years of plenty. Food was stored in all the cities. Joseph had done a good job. Pharaoh was very happy with Joseph's work. The 7 good years ended, and the 7 bad years began. The plants and crops would not grow. Rain did not come. There was no food growing in Egypt or in any countries near Egypt. People from all countries began to travel to Egypt to buy food from Joseph. Many people would have died of hunger without Joseph. Back in Canaan, Jacob lived with his 11 sons. They began to use up all their food. They were getting hungry. One day old Jacob said, "I have heard there is grain in Egypt. Go down and buy for us that we may live and not die." 10 of Joseph's brothers left on the long journey. Jacob kept the youngest son, Benjamin, at home. He was afraid some harm might come to Benjamin. Benjamin and Joseph were the sons of Rachel. Rachel was dead. Once he had sent Joseph away from home, and he never came back. Jacob thought Joseph was dead. Jacob could not bear the thought of possibly losing Benjamin also, so he kept Benjamin at home. In Egypt, Governor Joseph was working at the headquarters. He sold the grain to those who came to buy. The Egyptians came to buy, but men from all other countries came also. One day, 10 men came in and bowed down before him. Joseph knew they were his very own brothers. The brothers did not know who Joseph was. He wanted to see if they were still mean. Joseph spoke roughly to them. "Where do you come from?" "From the land of Canaan to buy food," they answered. "You are spies," said Joseph. "You have come to see how poor our land is." "No, we are not spies. We only came to buy food. We are all sons of one man. One son is with our father, and one is dead." Again Joseph said, "You are spies," and he put all of the brothers in prison. 3 days later, Joseph talked again to his brothers. "If you are honest men, let one of your brothers stay in prison. Take food to your houses and bring your youngest brother back to me. Then I will know you have told the truth, and you shall not die." The brothers began to talk among themselves. They thought Governor Joseph could not understand their language. They said, "We are in trouble now because of the way we treated our brother. We would not listen when he cried to us for help." "I told you not to sin against Joseph," said Reuben, "but you would not listen. Now we are all being punished." They had no idea Governor Joseph knew what they were saying. A language interpreter had been speaking between them and Joseph. As Joseph listened, he turned away so they could not see the tears in his eyes. Governor Joseph kept Simeon as the one to stay in prison. Then he gave his workmen orders to fill their sacks with grain and secretly hide their money in each sack. Joseph did not want their money. He wanted to give them the food. The brothers hurried home, and they told their father all that had happened. When they opened the sacks, they found bundles of money. They felt afraid. Now Jacob was frightened. He said, "My son Benjamin shall not go down with you. Joseph is gone. Simeon is gone. This is too much. If harm comes to Benjamin, it will kill me."
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.